The area.
Not the wrong bra.
Yeah, you're right, Buzz. Not the wrong bra.
Very good.
That's right. Just let your arms fall.
There you relax. Absolutely. You're among friends here.
For those listening in the audience right now who might be laying on a piece of cloth, what size bra that is?
I think this is a D of sorts. 36D.
You know, we really are maybe looking. What do you think, Dan? Maybe perfect breasts in here? Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely perfect.
Hey, Rob.
Don, Don's a guest here. Why don't you invite him over?
Yeah. Good idea. You see
how he turned that on?
Want to play?
No. Okay. I only want to play with you, Ron.
That scares me. Yeah.
Draw whatever conclusion you want from that.
We will.
Maybe after dinner.
That all changed when you two went to France.
All right, guys. Arms behind your back, please.
Very good.
Name something on an airplane that flight attendants show people how to operate.
Jenny, you're first.
The life jacket.
Life jacket, that is
not
the number three answer.
Don, if you get number one, Jenny will take another article of clothing off.
I'll say the oxygen mask.
No.
Negative. Number one answer? Seatbelt.
Seatbelt, that means we go to another question.
Right now.
How are you kids doing?
Very good.
Feeling confident? Jenny, are you feeling confident? Very good.
Okay, here we go. Jenny, Don, name a musical instrument that would be difficult to play in a marching band.
Jenny was very quick on that one.
Tuba.
Tuba, that's the number four answer.
Guitar.
Guitar, that is the number six answer. We move along.
Yes, no clothes have hit the floor during that.
Number one.
Number one was a piano. Number two is a violin.
I should point out.
Number three is a harp.
I should point out that Jenny has three items of clothing remaining, and Don, you have five items of clothing remaining. So, Jenny, you got to play a little catch up ball here.
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I don't know.
How many years?
A chuckle.
And incidentally, as you guys can see, we use the Real Family Feud questions and answers from the latest edition of the Family Feud home game.
Right.
How many years... What, Mike?
Nothing. I was just trying to sneak a peek.
How many years do you keep a winter coat?
Don.
Two.
No, that is the number... Not on the page, answer.
And Jenny, if you have the number one answer, that means Don will have to remove an item of clothing.
Keep wearing a coat, like...
How many years do you keep
a winter coat?
Four.
Number one answer.
Oh! Out of nowhere, and that means Don has just taken. Don has taken off his shirt, and above his navel is tattooed "Sin." Any particular reason for that, Don?
No, sir.
None whatsoever.
No, sir.
Wow.
Okay, here you go.
Scary.
Yeah.
Don, Jenny, arms behind your back, please.
I'm waiting for Lisa's face to be plastered up against the door.
Name something specific you love to touch. Because of the way it feels.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to be?
In this room.
Yes, Don.
A feather.
A feather.
Feather is the number seven answer.
Jenny, if you have the number one answer, again, Don will have to remove his third item of clothing.
I'm assuming this is a family game.
Yeah. It's not like, say like D's or B's.
Oh, I have no idea. Let's say a blanket.
No.
Who was number one?
Fur coat.
A fur coat, fur. Would you have accepted fur, right?
Yes, number two is velvet, then satin, then silk, then a baby, then money,
right,
then suede.
Ah, wonderful, okay. Not satin, not cotton, not chintz. Five.
Here we go.
We're king.
Give me a word or a phrase containing the word play. Don.
How big a fan is he?
Don.
That's true.
It's a family show. I enjoy playing roller hockey.
Roller hockey.
No, I understand. Give me a word or a phrase containing the word play.
Play.
Jenny.
Playtime?
Playtime. Oh, no, that's the number two answer, though.
Who's number one strong. Playground?
Yep.
Thank you.
Playground, playtime, play ball, play
boy.
You
don't have to get thrown.
All right.
Playmate, play house.
That's play the accepted.
Okay.
That's play not on the board.
All right, so far, we've gone through quite a string here where clothes are not hitting the floor.
Name a boring pet.
Jenny.
Hermit Crab.
Hermit Crab.
Hermit Crab, not on the list.
Damn.
Don, if you name the number one answer, that means Jenny will have to take another item of clothing off, and she's down the street.
Right?
Yes, a boring pet.
Boring pet.
Parrot.
Parrot.
Again?
There's the elusive parrot.
See, a parrot would be anything but boring.
Yes.
A parrot would talk to you.
I will say a cat.
No, a fish was number one, followed by a turtle.
Not a cat.
A snake. Cat was number four, Buzz.
Yeah, number four, Buzz.
Wow. And then a bird and a gerbil.
Then a gay horse.
Okay.
Does such a thing exist?
Yes.
Okay.
We discussed it on yesterday's show.
Arms behind your back, please. When you are nervous, what part of your body do you feel tension in?
Jenny.
Your handshake.
Hands.
Your hands.
The number five answer, hands.
Don, if you have number one, Jenny will remove another item of clothing off and you'll be closer to the money.
Stomach.
Stomach.
Number two answer, stomach.
Hmm.
Number one, your neck.
Your neck.
Neck.
Your neck.
That's a surprise answer.
Head, shoulders, hands, eyes.
Oh, okay, very good.
Hmm.
How about your ticker? That's where I feel it. Right in my heart.
The pain?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. What do people order when they order a side order in a deli?
Don, we're going to go to you first.
Potato chips.
Potato chips.
Not on the list.
If you get number one, Don has to take an item of clothing off. Jenny, what do you have?
Salad.
Salad.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, it has to be a very specific type of salad?
Uh-huh.
Potato salad.
You pulled it out, and Don, you have to remove your third item of clothing. You will be down to three, and we will have a tie game. He took shoes off.
And
Don, you see right there, number one answer, potato salad. Then you have garden salad.
The bottom line is both of you now should only have three items of clothing left before you're totally naked.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And Don is wearing white socks. Just thought I'd point that out to our...
John, the guy who's playing the game, not me. Although I am as well.
Are you wearing white socks?
Always.
So am I.
Very
good.
Always.
And Buzz is too.
Yes.
Not
with
me.
With black shoes.
Yeah.
Rob and I are both letting our feet breathe today.
Thank you.
We asked 100 men, when you strike up a conversation with a woman you don't know, but you would like to know. Oh, how do you? I effed that up. I'm sorry. We asked 100 men, how do you strike up a conversation with a woman you don't know?
Oh,
you
God, hold like it. Hold it. Stop.
Ask her age.
Ask her age.
That is not on the list.
Wow.
Jenny, if you have the number one answer, Dom will remove his fourth item of clothing.
I'd say compliment their clothes.
Oh, wow. My God.
Number one again.
Compliment. Is the number one answer.
Now, Don has removed his socks, which means that's his fourth item. That means you have two items left, correct?
Right.
Okay, that would be the sweatpants.
And
the
underwear.
And the underwear.
Number one was compliment. Number two is say hi, introduce myself, offer to buy her a drink, talk about the weather, haven't we met before, ask her name, ask where she's from, ask about her job.
And Jenny has taken the lead.
Yeah.
She has three items, Don has two, and I know I speak for all the men in the room when I say, Don, play harder.
Please.
All right.
Name a food you have never tasted.
Jenny.
Bugs.
Don, if you have the number one answer, Jenny will take her clothing off.
Sauerkraut.
Sick of me.
Can I guess? Is it parrot?
Parrot.
Caviar, number one.
Gay horse.
Sushi, number two.
Houseboy.
Escargot. Octopus. Oysters. Squid.
This is great, houseboy.
Here we go.
All right. Ready, kids? Here we go.
Someone is going to get the number one answer on this.
Uh-huh.
Name something you see in every bowling alley.
Jenny.
The fat guy.
Oh, Jenny, that might not count. All right, now if you have the number one answer.
Bowling balls.
Number one. Jenny, you have to remove your fifth item of clothing. What's coming off?
My pants.
Your pants. The pants.
Does that mean she's down to...
Two.
She has...
Well, you can see
her. That's her fourth item of clothing that's coming off. So she's down to the brawn panties. Very nice little panties.
Cotton French panties.
Bowling balls.
Cotton French panties.
French.
Oh, I thought you said cotton French panties.
Bowling balls, bowling pins, a bar, lanes.
She's wearing French panties.
Oh, these are very nice.
Is it warm enough in the studio for you?
Name the
warm enough?
Yes. Okay, just go ahead and play the game.
What's your question?
Not at all.
Name the age you're old enough to make your own decisions.
Don.
18.
Number three answer.
Jenny, 21. If you have number one, 21.
Number one
answer, 21.
We are, and once again, Jenny has taken the lead, and Don has removed, and he's wearing the black Calvin. What, how do you describe that underwear?
Calvin Klein briefs.
Briefs, okay. Very good.
For God's sakes, Don.
Turn around.
Don is down to his last item. If Jenny gets a number one answer in any of the next couple of questions,
Don will be naked and Jenny will win.
Yes, and it'll be an enormous disappointment. Yeah, if
we
don't
get
at least
see
tie
Jenny
the game.
There
will be disappointment.
That's right.
We could play for second.
Tell me a quality that you think every judge.
What was the first word?
Tell me a quality that you think every judge should have.
Jenny.
He should be just.
He should be just.
Just in front.
That's more specific?
Yeah.
Should be fair?
That is the number four answer.
All right. If you have the number one answer, Don, then Jenny will have to remove one of her last two items of clothing.
Unbiased.
Unbiased.
Number three.
We move on to another. What was number one?
Honesty.
Honesty.
Integrity.
Why does the judge need to be honest?
What's that?
Why does the judge need to be honest?
Yeah, that's true.
She's right.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah. This is what 100 people survey.
Go buy the game, honey.
We could debate it for hours.
Are these from the board game?
Not so smart.
Yeah.
This is the board game. Name something you can hear a long way off.
Don.
A foghorn.
That is the number five answer. 9 people out of 100.
Jenny, if you have the number one answer, you will win the game. And we will be crushed with disappointment.
Jenny.
I don't want to disappoint you, but...
Mm-hmm.
I
should point out some winners do take their tops off anyway.
Name something you can hear a long way off.
Explosion.
No.
Is it a train whistle?
Number one answer, a siren.
A siren. Okay.
Number two, thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, a train whistle.
Mm, right.
Followed by an airplane, a sonic boom, a foghorn... There he goes, and a gunshot.
Wow, okay.
All right, here we go.
You guys are playing a great game. I think so far we should give them a round of applause.
Yeah.
They're playing a marvelous, simply marvelous game.
Marvelous. What do you do when the school bully... What did you do when the school bully said he was going to beat you up?
Don.
Run and tell the principal.
Run and tell the principal.
That is the number five answer.
Jenny, if you have number one, you will win the game.
Run away.
Run away, that is also the number five answer. They're tied.
They're tied. Okay, very good.
Tell the teacher, don't go out to recess. Hide, avoid him, stand up to him.
Come on, Don.
All right, here we go. brother. A person might get voted most likely to succeed in high school. Name something else in high school that kids are voted.
Here it comes.
Don.
Most popular.
Number one.
The number one answer.
Most popular, and that means, Jenny, you have to remove something. She is removing her brassiere.
There we go. It's clear.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Makes a difference to all of us.
Yeah. Wow.
Way to go, Don.
Thank you.
Number one was most popular, followed by class president, class clown, most athletic, best dressed, and most beautiful.
And now I'm rooting for either one of you.
So here you go.
Whoever
gets this next one right will win $500. When you were a child, name a kind of animal you dreamed of owning.
Did we do that one already?
I thought so.
I believe we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was a
yeah, we did
horse.
That already.
No. Did we really do that one?
We did that one.
What do you do every day that takes about an hour?
Jenny?
Get ready for work.
That is the number two answer.
If you have number one answer, Don, you can win the game.
Lunch.
Cook a meal, number one. Get ready for work, drive to work. And I know you and I both...
Nice BM.
Nice BM.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, Don, Jenny.
1 hour.
Name the age the children stop listening to their parents.
Jenny, you were first.
12.
That is the number two answer.
Don, if you have number one, you can win the game.
16.
No.
Number three answer, 13.
13.
Wow.
13.
Boy, they are both strong contestants, yeah. But these are tough questions. Mm-hmm. Don is moving on to another page.
Tell me something you associate with the Foreign Legion.
What?
Tell me something you associate with the Foreign Legion.
Don.
Flag.
The flag.
Number 10.
Number 10. Jenny, if you have number one, you can win the game.
What's a legion?
The Foreign Legion is... I'm sorry, I was looking at your breast. The Foreign Legion is... It's, you know, the French Foreign Legion.
Oh, something... Okay.
See it in cartoons a lot.
No idea.
All right, number one was the desert or sand.
The desert!
Followed by camels, followed by France, war, hats, army, soldiers, criminals, uniforms, and flags.
Very good. We move on.
Very good. Okay. Tell me a kind of sale that retailers have that has nothing to do with a holiday.
Jenny. Go ahead, Jenny, you were
clearance
first.
Sale.
A clearance sale.
Number three answer.
Number three. You're number one. You can win the game, Don.
Don. Don.
He's in town buying.
Don.
He's...
Half price.
Half price. I've got one. I think I know it's number one.
What?
Is it a white sale?
That's Rob's favorite
sale.
That's
my favorite time.
No.
Step right up.
Number one is going out of business sale.
Going out of business sale, all right? The game continues. These two are battling. This is a great battle, isn't it, Jenny?
Well, this is an easy one. We will get a winner here.
All right, here we go.
Name something that you cover part of your face with your hand to do.
Don, you were first.
Sneeze.
Sneeze.
Number two answer.
Oh, the little bell fooled us. If you have the number one answer, Jenny, you will win the game.
Yawn.
Yawn.
Oh. Number one, cough.
Cough.
Cough. And Jenny, means it's time for you to take off those underpants.
What?
Well, no, you said he had number two.
Oh, you're right.
What are you doing?
You're very
Where are you?
About this.
You're totally confused. You confused us all.
I'm sorry.
You confused us all.
I'm sorry.
All of a sudden, there was a theme and a request for Jenny to take her panties off.
All right.
What the hell is going on in here?
All right, here's another easy one.
Good luck, kids.
Name something kept in a kitchen canister.
Jenny, you are first.
Flour.
Flour.
That is the number two answer.
Oh.
Coffee.
Don had coffee.
Number four answer.
Was number one sugar?
Number one is sugar.
Yeah.
Number one is sugar. All right, kids. Name something specific that gets moldy.
Jenny, you're first.
Bread.
Bread.
Number two answer.
Oh, come on. Oh.
Number two. I can't believe it.
Me either.
Don, if you have number one, you will win the game.
Bathroom shower.
Bathroom shower. No.
Cheese, number one.
Cheese, wow. That was a good answer. I thought you had it with that one.
Yes,
thank you.
Cheese.
Name something specific on your dashboard that has numbers on it.
Don, you're first.
Speedometer.
Speedometer.
Number one answer.
Number one answer. Oh, my God.
And that means, Don, you are our all-time winner. And, Jenny, it's time for you to get totally naked.
But the game's over.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Exactly.
If you wanted to be without honor, you could say that and simply dash out of the studio. But I should remind you that the condition that you leave the studio with is contingent upon your prizes.
Hey, you never said that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ah, what the hell?
Super nice round of applause. There we go.
What the hell?
Wonderful.
You know what? Look at that.
Yes.
Perfectly groomed.
Perfectly groomed. Good job, Jenny.
Perfectly groomed. Jenny, do you want to go see Creed? Or would you like to go see Tool?
I would like to see Tool.
You want to see Tool?
Wants to go see Tool.
You got a sold-out show Monday, August 12th. Tool, Sovereign Banker Arena. Have a great time at the show. From 94 WISP, The Rock Station, and Don, you have won $500.
Oh!
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good job. That's good.
So I want to tell you something. I'm no homo.
Right.
And I don't want to see your D's and B's.
Right.
But I'll turn my back.
Right.
If Jenny wants to see your D's and B's...
If you want
to
flash, be a good sport.
Show Jenny your D's. Jenny, do you want to see his D's and B's?
No, thank you. I appreciate the offer.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Oh. She doesn't know. Sorry about
kind
that.
Kind of a letdown, Don.
Yeah. I know there are a few other staff members around here that probably would have liked that.
All right, come on in, Lane.
Lane. behind the engineer.
Lisa probably wants to see him.
Well, it's too late. They're already robing.
Jenny, thank you. You were a great contestant. And Don, thank you.
Thank you.
Did you guys enjoy the experience?
Yeah.
Wasn't it fun?
Good fun.
Very good.
Very long lunch break for me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, the way you dress, you really hide the fact that you have such big, beautiful breasts. You really do a good job of hiding those.
That's the point.
Yeah. I got you. All right.
Congratulations on those.
Thank you both.
Thank you both
for
coming.
Get out of here, please.
All right. See you later, kids.
Get out.
Nice
get
job.
Out.
Don't forget your purse.
Here
the
they
nude
go.
Feud.
Here they go, everybody.
You too, Jenny.
The nude feud.
I know you don't
bye,
have
Don.
A purse.
See you later.
Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.
Jenny's bye-bye. Putting her belt on.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Bye-bye, Jenny.
Bye, honey.
See you later.
See you later.
So long,
take
kids.
Care.
Wow, what a wreck. God almighty.
No kidding.
Jesus.
No kidding.
Jesus, come on now. Come on now.
All right, we're going to break. And
towel off.
And then I'm going to... what are you doing?
What are you doing, Rob?
I was switching Mike back to his other mic.
Mike, why?
He's fine right
we're
there.
Going to break.
He's fine right there. What are you doing? When I need you during the show, you sit there on your ass, you look at the girl's boobs.
Right.
She was a naked girl leaves, you come over, that's when you want to start pressing the button.
Sure. It's all priorities.
All right, I got you. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
Okay. I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No. I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
The neutralized feminine odor.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming to you today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
From WYSP in Philadelphia. But we are meeting an awful lot of our listeners.
Yes.
And a lot of the very nice people that work here at the station.
Very nice. We're having a great time here in Philadelphia.
Give me a moment.
Matter of fact, Peter, the sales manager, came back and asked me if we were having a good time here, and said it's fantastic. Good meeting you.
He's pissed at us.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't like the fact that we pointed out that he's a midget.
Small man. But a private pilot, we found out last night, and I understand he got his instrument rating on a very clear day.
Really?
Because he couldn't see over the controls.
Now, that's not nice.
No, I'm sorry. I'm joking.
Mean,
he knows I kid because I love.
Beautiful
kidding,
plane. He just got a brand new rubber band in it.
The Stuart Little.
Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing?
I'm paying bills. What are you doing?
Well, I'm making the money that enables us to pay the bills.
Yeah,
all right, here's where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night...
Yo.
Last night we went out and...
Know what I'm saying?
I had a relatively tame night.
And I was proud of you.
Called you when I got back to the room at about 10 o'clock. Told you Rob and I had split.
Made me so happy. And you didn't sound drunk a bit.
No, I was fine. As a matter of fact, halfway through the evening... I switched from the hard stuff to that iced tea stuff again.
Your twisted tea.
Twisted tea.
Right.
And every day I love you and respect you a little bit more when you call, when that happens.
Yeah, well, when I call, when I'm out of town and I call and I'm not unbelievably drunk.
Plastered.
I'm home!
How great it would be if this whole time you're in Philadelphia, if you could... You know, how unbelievably happy I'd be if you kind of had early nights every night. And
I know, listen, you know where I'm going with this. And I'll make you this.
You're calling to ask me to give you permission for something you don't think I'm
No, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Honey, you're wrong.
Wrong-o.
You're wrong. I'm calling to tell you that tonight, and I don't have to be out of my mind drunk to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to, along with Mike and Rob and Lisa... And are you coming, Buzz?
Yes, yes, I am.
I'm gonna remember that place I told you about last night, the birthplace of Larry Fine, where they have karaoke.
Come on over and sing for us.
Remember I told you that last night?
Yes, I remember.
We're going there tonight.
Come on over.
And we're gonna do karaoke and we're gonna tape it for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the only reason I'm telling you this. Is that you know that really I hate the entire thought of karaoke. Makes me want to puke.
Foolish man. Foolish man, what a foolish man you
it
are.
It really does.
It's the only gift the Japanese have ever given us.
Right. And I want you to know that...
Twice. And both times
what?
You have been incredibly drunk. Two times I have seen you do karaoke. One at a Christmas party where you and...
Oh, Rob and I were singing at the party.
Yeah, that was the Love Boat theme. I remember.
And another was at New Year's Eve with my family.
Oh, well, that's where I was singing with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing Carpenter's records.
Oh, nice.
With your sister. Anyway, you know, I hate karaoke. I really do. And all I wanted to do is make sure that even though I'm doing this tonight, and we're going to tape it, we're going to play it on the show, that at some point, it's not one of those things that you pull out of your sleeve where you say, well, let's go to karaoke. And I say, I hate karaoke. And you would say, well, no, you didn't hate it enough that you went with your friends from the show.
Well, I don't love karaoke either.
I know, but sometimes...
Right.
Sometimes you will make me do stuff that you know I don't like doing just because I've done it.
Right. The bottom line is you'll do a lot for the show that you won't do for me. I've come to grips with that.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Right. And next week is our anniversary, and I'm sure I'd ask you to do something romantic that you'll make a face at.
What do you want to have that discussion right now? Next week will be 21 years.
21. Congratulations.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking about?
Yeah. It could be a romantic night at a bed and breakfast. It could be a lot of...
Now, you know, hold on, give me a little credit. Last year on the all-important 20th, who came through?
What did we do? We went out to dinner.
No. You are so... God damn it, you're so wrong, woman.
Yeah, we...
Woman! Hello, woman! Listen to me.
Woman,
do you not remember... I bought you that dress. Do you not remember the picture that you had taken of yourself, which I still have on my desk?
Sugar, Mr. Thoughtful, that was my birthday.
No, that was not. Yes, when we went to the...
We were in New York. I had my ass tattooed for your anniversary.
Darling.
That was your birthday. That was Christmas. Or was that your birthday?
That was our 20th anniversary. That's why there's an XX on my butt.
That's right. And don't you remember that I took you...
Did we magically transport back to Washington to go out to dinner?
All right. You're right. Okay, you're right. All we did was go to dinner. You're right.
Yeah.
It was for your birthday that I did something right.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for remembering. Glad it made impression.
Well, didn't I do right on your birthday?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that where I got the nice hotel and we had the nice dinner and we had the nice drinks?
That's got nothing to do with it, though, does it?
And the flowers.
That's got nothing to do with it except you didn't remember and you thought it was our anniversary.
Well, that's no big crime that I got your birthday and the anniversary mixed up.
I'm just saying, I don't know, what are you trotting out all your, you know, all the good holidays? That has nothing to do with this discussion. That wasn't our anniversary.
All right, listen. So I'll have no problem karaokeing tonight with you, right?
No.
Okay, great. No. And next week, our anniversary, which is on...
I'll think of something fun I'd like to do now.
Hold on, let me think about it. It is next... Is it next Thursday? Okay. Is that the day on the calendar? I know the date is the 7th.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not looking at a calendar.
Next Thursday.
Right. No, Wednesday.
My wife does not sound happy Wednesday.
It's the 7th is Wednesday.
Why don't you sound happy?
No, I'm very happy. And as long as we can... you're saying that we can do anything in the world that tickles my fancy as long as it's not as goofy as... Even up to karaoke and including karaoke. So we can do anything goofy because you would want me to know that you love me as much as you do your job.
Hey, Joe, why don't you play that tape from yesterday?
Okay, whatever you say, I agree to. That was on that one particular topic.
Let's hear that tape again, Joe.
Okay, whatever you say, I agree to.
Okay, that was just, you know what, honey, I'll give that to you. Whatever you want to do for our anniversary next Wednesday, you name it. We're doing it.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, I got to go. I got calls to make. I got, I got romantic balloons to hire. I got all kinds of. I got all kinds of things. I got strolling violinists. I got.
Come on, really? Come on. You know what we'll end up doing? We'll just go to a nice restaurant. We'll have a nice evening together.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even, if you want to wait until the weekend, I'd even take you to one of those places where they don't have TVs.
Wow. Oh, a walk and roll buffet?
No, I meant like one of those stupid bed and breakfast places.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about that good restaurant. They don't have TV there.
No.
All right, well, I'll work on it.
Crab legs, though.
All right, sweetie, I love you.
Better yet, you can work on it.
Well, do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
I'll have to let you know.
Well, let me know fast.
Like, what's your time schedule?
Well, I'd like to know now.
I'll contact your agent. I'll set it up.
All right, then.
We'll negotiate it.
All right, well, I'll be out karaokeing tonight.
All right, have a good time.
All right, I love you.
All right, I love you, too.
I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, good.
There'll be a payback in your future.
I know there will be.
You could tell by the tone. I don't know why, but I mean,
I don't
she...
know That's right.
She does not like the idea of all of us going out and karaokeing tonight.
I'll tell you what it is, really, and I get this from her all the time. Are you having a nice time in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be... Are you having a nice time in New York?
Right.
And when we went out to be with Leah, are you having a nice time in Los Angeles?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not real sincere.
No, no. Well, it is. You know, she thinks that every night was like last night.
You know what I think about that?
Last night was pretty good.
What I think about that is I'm not qualified to tell you anymore.
That's right. Not.
So I wouldn't be able to give you any advice whatsoever.
Anyway,
you got to play it the way you play. Are we on for tonight or what?
We're on.
You got your permission slip?
We're on.
You're set?
I got the permission for karaoke.
This is good.
It's not going to be a payback in my life on karaoke.
And you know what? We will have evidence of our karaoke experience tomorrow on the show.
Yay.
Good stuff. And let me see. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Kids, it's time once again to call the Harry Potter hotline. Today, July 31st, is Harry Potter's birthday.
It is.
It's the birthday of J.K.
No, it's his birthday.
It's Harry Potter's birthday. We're going to now call the Harry Potter hotline.
I hope they have it working.
Yep. A little trouble with it.
And see what kind of birthday greeting we get from Harry Potter.
Welcome to the Harry Potter birthday line. This is your host. Excuse me. This is your host, Harry Potter. When I recently had my belly pierced, I'd heard through the grapevine that the piercer's unit was pierced also. The thought of this really turned me on. Fascinated, I quizzed him about it. He said he'd had five different forms of piercings over a period of time. Of course, I was dying to know what it did for sex. He said that for him, just the sensation of the rings or barbells on his thing made him more stimulated all the time. But he said the real thrill was what it did for his sexual partner. She was right there, so I asked her. She said that especially with the Prince Albert ring, sex was more intense, deeper, and harder than she'd ever experienced.
You know what? Again,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. That,
wow.
That in fact, was not the beloved Harry Potter.
I wish you got through to the real number.
Again, it seems to be Harry Morgan played Colonel Potter on MASH.
Yeah.
This time I hope we get through.
It can't be your fault, Don. Somebody's hacked into the line or something.
Could be Lane would know.
I know I'm dialing the right number.
We should have Lane talk to Wim.
That would help.
Taking matters into my own hands instead, I bought a 3/8-inch ring, like the ones for the belly, to have it inserted on my own privates by my proctologist. I called him, and when he said he'd be happy to do it, I went over to him to see how he was doing. The nice thing was, he actually did it for free. We went into his office, and he had me lie back on the table with my legs in stirrups, as though I were going to have a pelvic exam.
Wow.
Then we discussed where we were going to put the little gem. I assumed that we'd put it right on the opening. He said it would be too painful.
Had to hang up. You know, I'm going to give this one more shot.
That is really, really horrible.
You've got to dial carefully, Don.
Rob, how much more carefully can I dial?
So true.
Well, you're right.
You have reached a non-working number at CBS. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Energy.
That explains so much.
Yeah. Hey, I bet we'll get
to... Hold on.
That one. Hey, and that was really not working.
I bet we'll get through.
Ah, there's the ring.
The anesthesia wore off in about an hour. What I experienced was not pain, but a definite sensation that something was in my... my crotch. It was as if my manhood were alive. That evening was my night for a 5-mile jog, and I was a little concerned that the chafing might create a problem.
Sure.
But no such thing. I was just centrally aware of the ring in my place of great pleasure. I was sending messages to my brain saying that, I was aroused, excited, waiting to be touched and entered. In other words, my manhood was screaming out for S-E-X. I kept getting wet as though I just...
Okay, well... Yeah, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the Harry Potter birthday
line. That's just horrible.
That is not
What the hell is that?
I apologize.
Disgusting.
Some creep keeps picking up that phone.
That is just not right.
Yeah. We got a break.
Nothing
We've had a very good show today, but I realize it's Wednesday.
Yes it is.
Oh. And we have forgotten what Wednesdays mean on the Don and Mike Show.
A very special Wednesday.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He sure does.
Oh, yeah.
We're at 94 WYSP in Philadelphia, saying thanks for the great number one ratings. Tomorrow, we're going to be inviting people into the studio and try to play a little game called How Many People Are in This Studio at One Time?
Very good.
At tomorrow, also tomorrow, some lady named Judith Brandt has written a book called The 50-Mile Rule, Your Guide to Infidelity and Extramarital Etiquette.
What an interesting title that is.
Yes, yeah. So if you want to cheat, make sure you're listening to tomorrow's episode.
Or I would assume if you're a cheater, listen to that episode also.
And Monday, live in studio, Anton Figg.
I can't wait for that.
Yay. From David Letterman. Now, it's Friday.
It's Wednesday.
And that means it's Craig Wilson Day.
You know why it feels like Friday?
Why?
Because we're doing karaoke tonight.
And I kind of read it already, and it's not his most outlandish work, but it's very Wilson-esque.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
We'll have fun with it from today's USA Today. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Changes in the language will take your breath away.
Nothing more than feeling.
I was looking for a new pair of khaki shorts the other day.
Already you're ahead of me.
Rummaging around in one of the stores where everything is geared towards the man who was not yet born when Reagan was president. Even the clerks looked like they needed parental permission to be there.
I went about my business anyway, although I quickly came to the conclusion I wasn't in the market for shorts that hung somewhere between my knees and my ankles and were big enough for two. I was about to leave when one of the preferred younger customers standing nearby picked up some skin-tight T-shirts.
Yeah, these are awesome.
Actually, his exact words were, "These are awesome."
It was not the first time I heard the word. I get around. Last summer, I went to the beach with my teenage nieces and nephews. And most everything was awesome. The donuts in the morning, the boardwalk french fries at night, the waves that crashed against the sand. Oh, awesome.
On occasion, things were sweet. But more often than not, everything was awesome. When I was growing up, nothing was awesome. I can't remember what things were, but they were never awesome. Great, maybe. Even super sometimes. But not awesome.
It is funny.
It is.
It is funny.
Every week.
It's not really over the top, but it's
every
funny.
Every week, yeah, absolutely.
The only awesome I remember from childhood was that old hymn, How Great Thou Art, where awesome wonder actually rang true.
But T-shirts? I've seen my fair share of T-shirts, and so far none has come close to being awesome. Then again, maybe I hold T-shirts to a higher standard than most. Hee-hee.
Which brings me to breathtaking. Another adjective that has mystified me for years. I have been lucky enough to travel the world. I've seen the Taj Mahal at sunrise, heard Big Ben chime at noon, and I've watched as the sun set over Venice. Have I ever lost my breath? Not once.
I almost lost my breath years ago when Johnny Miller threw up in the school bus on the way home from the Wonder Bread Bakery in Buffalo. But I don't think that's what the authors of Breathtaking had in mind.
Whenever I read travel stories about breathtaking destinations with breathtaking views, I always want to call the Truth in Advertising people. I also wonder why anyone would want to go there, especially if it's true. Seems a painful thing, this loss of breath. And on vacation, no less. Hold on, please, for a recue.
You know it's the rich one today. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Final Word.
By Craig Wilson.
There is, however, a word floating around these days that I've grown quite fond of. Nothing more than feeling. Whatever.
My niece uses it as often as her brothers use awesome, but often in a much more effective, dismissive manner. There's virtually nothing you can say to her that doesn't warrant the one-word response.
I'm going to throw out your favorite sweatshirt. Whatever.
I think I'll dye my hair blue so we'll match when we walk down the street. Whatever.
We're going to sell everything in your bedroom now that you've gone off to college. Whatever.
She would deny this, of course, saying her uncle was once again exaggerating for the sake of a column. Whatever.
There it is. The final word.
I like it.
By Craig Wilson.
When you talk about a column about nothing, this man churns them out. And, you know, it's almost moving past. I look forward to the columns like this, where he is literally. I mean, when did he pull this out of his ass, so to speak?
Wow. I don't know.
I mean, incredible.
It's got to be one of those Tuesday night 9 o'clock deadlines, and he sits down about 8:30, drinks a bottle of wine.
Right.
And, you know, just awesome.
Oh, that's good. I'll write a whole column about awesome.
Awesome.
Jack, come over here. Give us a kiss.
Come on.
Give us a kiss. Give us a kiss, man. Awesome and whatever. That'd be a good column.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's great.
That's Craig Wilson, as heard Wednesdays exclusively on the Don and Mike Show. And now...
Exclusively.
Now, in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There's Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz, your lead story today on the Made Up News Show?
Will the government tell AOL you got nailed?
Ooh. You're funny, Buzz.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140 KHTK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Philly, 94 WISB from Pennsylvania. Call 215-263-SOCK.
No.
It's rock.
That's right.
It's rock. 263-7625. New Jersey. Area code 609.
Rock and roll.
590-9494.
If you're fuzzless behind the zipper, the Don and Mike Show.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Justice Department's investigating accounting practices at AOL Time Warner. The media giant's already being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Just when you thought it was safe to get back into the stock market.
Uh-huh. The SEC probe is focusing on several transactions that led to higher revenues at the AOL side of the company. The company released a short statement saying it was cooperating with the Justice Department as well as with the SEC. And
you got bail.
Stood by. Very good. Stood by its accounting practice.
That's funny. funnier than what you had, Buzz.
Yes, yes, it is. Where were you when I needed you?
There you go.
And by the way, about what you just said, Mike, yes, the Dow is down 90 points today on that news.
There it is. I mean, it just comes back. They're talking yesterday about they had all the great gains 2 days ago, and then it held them yesterday. It didn't give up a lot, like 33 points.
Right.
And then it comes back today with this news about AOL.
No. 90 ain't that bad.
No. You know, this is one of those few times where you're an eternal optimist. This is good. I like to see you, even though we're disagreeing on it, I like to see you being jolly like this.
90 is not bad. Also, keep in mind, I have no AOL stock, no Time Warner stock at all.
In your About Philadelphia Hotel magazine, check out in the back, I think it's about the back third of the magazine, a restaurant bar that looks fantastic. It's called Jollies.
Got
we'll
to
bring
there.
It in tomorrow.
Well, this will make Don jolly since he's a big fan of breastfeeding, and he should be heading for Berkeley, California with that in mind.
Oh, I get so turned on, Buzz.
Oh, this will really do it for you. The city is out to set the new world's record for the biggest breastfeed ever, the old record set in Australia. The Guinness Book says that record...
Oh, I smell a remote.
enjoy it.
The Guinness Book says that record was set in a movie theater in New South Wales, where, are ready for this, 536 mothers gathered to breastfeed all at the same time.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That is so gross.
Whale. Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
I would not be... I would need a Kleenex.
Oh, no.
I would need a sock.
A roll of Bounty.
Oh, my God.
Berkeley then needs more than 536 lactating mothers, and it's looking good. As of yesterday afternoon, 675 women had pre-registered, but Berkeley has some competition. There'll be another record-breaking attempt. In fact, a couple others, one in Orange County, California, and another again in Australia.
Milk it for all it's worth.
Organizers say they're trying to make the breast less of a sex object and to promote breastfeeding.
Oh,
that'll do it.
Yeah, not a sex object.
This little girl has knocker.
And meanwhile, Don's showing up with a sleeve of graham crackers.
If it violated some kind of community standard, then why were...
I brought toll houses.
Can I dip?
If it violated any kind of community standard, then why were at least 300 people at the live sex show in Atlanta on Saturday night? Police busted 115 of those people at Club Zinc that night, each of whom had paid $25 to see one woman have sex with 10 men. The woman, 29-year-old Amanda...
And now here she is, Lisa Herndon.
Yeah, da-da-da-da. 29-year-old Amanda Jones of Cumming, Georgia, was among the arrested. The party had been advertised on a website. Police say they watched the show for 3 hours before making any arrests.
Yeah, of course they did.
What is Gwyneth Paltrow's name in that? It's Dixie...
What is it?
Dixie Norman.
That's right. The owner.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Lisa Herndon.
The owner of the warehouse says, where the show was staged, says she didn't know about the nature of the party. Quoting her, I thought it was a dance club. Well, I declare.
I'll bring up Lisa's partner right now. Number one, Tom Gavin. Number two, Dennis Murphy. Number three, Mr. 40. Robert the Angry Mailman. Ken Stevens. And... Mike from WISV in Philadelphia. As your starters, Lisa, let's go. And don't forget your bartending agency.
Lisa Herndon.
Tonight should be setting a record here in Hot Atlanta.
Some hospital officials in New York are a little embarrassed. First, they did brain surgery on Laura Singleton, and that didn't work out too well. The surgery left her delusional and wandering around in a daze.
Me.
In fact, that's the second embarrassing point for officials.
Get to know Charlie.
No. I feel great.
The other very embarrassing thing for the folks at Kings County Hospital, the woman wandered out of the hospital 6 days ago and hasn't been seen since.
Oh, come on now.
Charlie for the defense.
Come on now.
Atlantic City has...
Is my microphone too loud? Come on now.
Don't do that.
What's wrong with it?
Charlie.
Karaoke tonight.
Get to know Charlie.
Somewhere.
Atlantic City's become a mecca for fans of topless beaches. Quoting the head of the beach patrol in Atlantic City, we do see all kinds of amazing and wonderful things here.
We'll be there a couple of weeks from Friday.
Very exciting.
His comment appears in a Philadelphia Inquirer article about which area beaches feature sunbathers in thongs and which don't. The article says Ocean City and Cape May, New Jersey are virtually thong-free, pretty conservative. But it says a lot of other places along the Jersey Shore, including Wildwood, are seeing more and more thongs.
Wildwood.
Wildwood.
Wild.
Officials in Atlantic City say, we get a lot of thongs on men and women, and we never have complaints.
And we never slice.
Right.
What about his ass, Barry Park? Buzz, we got a break.
All right, then.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike Program.
And now, once again, here is, you're singing tonight.
Yes.
At a karaoke bar near you. What's the name of the place we're going to tonight?
John's Bar and Grill on South Street. Look for the big picture of Larry Fine.
Very good.
Birthplace of Larry from the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Man, I hope they treat us well there. After that,
we're going for karaoke night tonight.
All right.
You'll hear it on tomorrow's episode. Here now is Buzz.
Hi, John and Mike. A bar in Houma, Louisiana is about to lose its liquor license thanks to a stunt by a performer.
Did you say Houma, Louisiana?
No, Houma.
Remember, we got a call from Houma one time.
Yeah. Oh, that's where they played the phone booth game.
Nope. Houma. Thanks to a stunt by a performer on MTV's Jackass show.
Homosexual.
Houma.
Homosexual.
Homogenized.
MTV's Steve-O, as he's known, allegedly broke the state's obscenity law when he exposed himself so that he could staple his scrotum to his thigh.
Didn't we have that guy on that show on the show one time, Steve-O?
Yeah, I think we had him at the Boston Brewery.
Right. Officials who have reviewed the videotape say his genitals were exposed for about 5 minutes. But the performer was not arrested. The club's owner and manager were. Also that night, bar patrons lined up to get kicked in the groin, and a 19-year-old wound up in the hospital. A couple of guys in Texas, drinking, got into an argument over who was going to heaven and who was going to hell. Now at least one of them knows who won that argument. 20-year-old Johnny Joslin was allegedly shot to death by 21-year-old Clayton Stoker in Fort Worth. Stoker said he'd settled the argument and pointed the barrel of the shotgun toward himself. He says Johnny told him, if you have to shoot somebody, shoot me. So he did.
If you have to shoot, shoot me.
Shoot me now. The discussion took place outside a trailer park. In sports, Utah Jazz...
Hope we got a bumper sticker.
See, Buzz, that's where you're funny. That's where... What he's saying is...
Right.
People who live in trailer parks...
No, no.
No, that's what you're saying.
Just a fact.
No, it's what you're saying, and it's a true fact.
That people that live in trailer parks would most often shoot each other for a stupid bet?
Yes. That's what he's saying.
How true it is.
That's what he's saying.
And God forbid there's a tornado about.
Yes. In sports, an alleged Russian crime boss has been arrested in Italy on American charges that he tried to fix the ice dancing competition at the 2002 Winter Olympics.
I fix it good, no?
Moose and squirrel. The Justice Department's also investigating whether the suspect or anyone else might have influenced Olympic judges in other events. And finally, crooks are still stupid.
Have you made this one up, or is this a real one?
This is a true one. Not like the ones you used to make up. This is an actual crooks are stupid story.
I admit it, I used to make it up.
Yes, you have. In New Jersey yesterday, the feds busted 5 counterfeiters. The first tip-off was that the money was funny. They knew that was the case.
You want to start again?
The first tip-off that the money was funny was that they were million-dollar bills. There are no million-dollar bills.
Uh-huh.
Because bills ever printed were $100,000 notes, and that was...
Get to know Charlie.
Can you break this for me?
That was in the 1930s when they did the $100,000 notes.
I sure like that boat. I'll pay you cash.
The other tip-off was that the bills read $1 million. With no S at the end. Just
get to know Charlie.
$1 million.
Instead of $1 million. No S. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Go. Thank you, Philly, for another great show today, and everybody at WYSP. We'll be back tomorrow with the brand new episode.
Excellent.
Including the karaoke experiment.
Yeah, we're bringing a tape recorder with us.
That's it. We will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Can you?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I will have Scrapple.
Can you?
And some eggs.
Right. Toodaloo.
Cats.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.